Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I proudly present to you, for your listening pleasure, We Heart Music Radio. Brought to you by the good people at WeHeartMusic.com.
This is Bo with We Heart Music Radio, and the last time we had the Honey Claws on, we had everybody from calling in from different continents to different states, different countries. This time they're all here in South by Southwest, but not everybody's here. It's just I'm gonna pass this around. You introduce yourself and what you play in the band, and I think it was just two band members. So here we go.
Yeah, it's Thomas, and I just do the beats.
Hey, I'm John. I do vocals and make beats, and yeah.
So tell us who's missing, and
Trey's missing. He's another producer in the band, and Ben is missing, and Ben produces as well. So
he does vocals too on our shows.
Yeah, he does vocals live in our shows.
And one of the, you guys are still stuck in New Zealand, right?
No, we're
in Austin right now.
Yeah, we're just moving around, and
there's a thing South by Southwest.
All right.
Going on.
All right, so my first question is going to be, this is your second year playing South by Southwest, right? How's it different from last year versus this year?
This year, for our personal experience, I'd say, like, it's definitely, I think we're doing it a little more correctly, I guess. I don't know if that was grammatically correct, but like playing, focusing on parties and things like that instead of focusing on doing a showcase, I guess. I think, not to say anything negative about South by, but I mean our experience has just been a lot more positive, like, because you can play more shows and you can play as many shows as you want if you don't have an actual wristband, but it's also cool. It's cooler this year. It seems like it's grown a lot. Amazing bands. It's been some really cool, seen a lot of cool things, and yeah, so I don't know.
You want to say?
It's been, I guess, probably better shows and a lot more fun, you know.
Yeah,
so you guys have been playing all week, right? What's the reaction like?
It's been good. It's been great. We did a boat party that was just ridiculous. I mean, I guess you can see that coming. Like, people were just getting loose. There's kegs and free Red Stripe on, and so that was awesome. That was like one of the best shows I feel like we've done. It was we've done a few shows that have felt the same, but it was just like, damn, I kind of feel like Elvis for a second, you know, like, whoa, people are just going haywire.
Hey, tell me about the vocals on this track.
Oh, this is a girl that records at the same studio.
It's just China.
Yeah, this is like a remix CD. Thomas did a bunch of remixes of stuff, and he's been passing it around, just kind of getting, because we do a lot of, we're kind of all over the board when it comes to music. We all have our own, like, specific interests, and our interests also bleed together. Thomas does a lot of dance music, so that's something that we're really cool about in our band, is everybody's kind of got a voice of their own, you know, like which keeps us happy in the crew. Like, we can all do different styles of music, different styles of art or whatever. It's kind of just more of a giant conglomerate of all of us. I mean, and the crew is ever expanding, ever changing, you know, so
I think the last time
those are the twins, dog.
Yeah, Thomas.
Are they coming?
Do you want to talk?
No, I'm talking. What do you want me to say? Oh, they're going in there. Nice. You should go. I'll do this. I'll talk to him. Just go run in and just tell him to stay. We're going to play at 11.
You should leave this. Leave this in the interview.
That's going in.
Yeah. But run out there for a second. I'll talk to him. What's the next question? I'll do the next question.
All right. So I think the last time I talked to you guys are just recording the new EP. That's what we're kind of listening to right now. So if you want to tell me a little bit about the process of...
Oh, well, yeah, I'll put you on John, because they did most of the work on that one.
Yeah, Yeah, that EP was written and recorded in Austin and Houston pretty much, and worked it with Trey a lot on that. Did like a little bit of file sharing over the overseas right. with these guys that were in New Zealand, and pretty much, yeah, just made an EP. there's a lot of songs left over too that we're gonna probably put on our second record that we're gonna come out with probably in anywhere late summer to late winter, somewhere in that region, just somewhere from August to December.
We've got about like 30
jams, yeah,
that haven't even been heard. They're all sick.
Yeah, we're stoked.
Yeah, it's all different kinds. So
yeah, let's talk about the new or upcoming album. You got over 30 or 40 tracks, right? I mean, like.
I mean, I think what we're gonna do, we've been talking, is maybe paring it down to where we do like a series of releases, like the EPs, because we've noticed that people are like a lot more like into just getting a few tracks at a time when they go like online or whatever. And it's, you know, because, you know, as you can tell, when people come to South by Southwest, they need 30 minute sets in order to pay attention, you know. So you know, instead of feeding them, you know, an hour's worth of music, instead of just giving them 30 minutes worth of music, it'll allow us to get a lot more out of our music. And since it's so diverse, we can, you know, we can package it the right way. We can target it and give it to the people that like it, you know. And I think the overall dream is that people will realize, like, because with us, it all sounds the same. I know for me and the guys, like, all the music we make sounds really the same when we make it, but in other people's minds, they've got genres that they think in. And our goal really overall is to just kind of make it so there's not really a genre, because it's just all love when it's coming straight from the source, you know what I mean? It's just however it's expressed, you know what I mean? And that's, people get down to all that. I mean, you go sit here, DJs now, they play every single type of music there is. And so the genre thing is, it doesn't really mean anything anymore, because everything, especially with technology, is
nothing. So, yeah, you brought up an interesting point, is that by South by Southwest, seems like everybody's kind of like 30-minute sets, and you're moving on to the next band already. And if you're there just to see one band, it's like that. But I understand you guys are doing a little longer form sets.
Well, when we play overseas, I mean, we play like 2 and 3 hours, you know, like...
We rock the whole night.
Yeah, like, we'll, like, because we, you know, we'll be doing some DJ shit, and then John will jump on and make it go nuts, and then, you know, Ben will jump on and chill it out, you know, and it's just like, you know, really, like, have control over the whole experience, you know, for everybody. And then now we're starting to add visual element, you know, with Jeff, so, you know, tonight we're going to be experimenting with that.
All right, I'm actually going to show up tonight, so I'm cool. going to check it out.
Amazing.
Awesome, yeah.
My final question is going to be, what songs of yours from the new EPs that you want us to play out with?
I would say pick
Beat of the Wedding, huh? Beat of the Wedding, I'd say.
Okay, yeah. You got it.
That song's gotten a pretty good response.
Right. So. How do you feel about it?
I love that song, yeah. I like that song. It's a story about being in Costa Rica with one of my ex-girlfriends. It's about escaping into the jungle. So it's just got a really kind of thick paint, like painting-like vibe in my mind. It's really like dense and green when I hear it, you know? So
yeah, like rainforest
and
stuff like
that?
Yeah,
Beat of the Wedding, that's what it's about, yeah. So it's just, I like that song. It probably triggers the most emotion in me because it's directly from memory of something and not really like a lot of times when I'm rewriting a song, I just try to create their own world within
abstract.
It. Yeah, it's an abstract thing, and it doesn't necessarily pertain to one situation. It's multiple situations. So every once in a while, I'll try to just trigger one memory and write it to the depths of my soul, you know, and that's one of those songs. So, yeah.
I got stung by a stingray in Costa Rica.
Yeah, so we all got personal.
That is nasty.
Yeah.
I wish we could get that visual on the recorder.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's hard to rest at night, to sing loudly. I want to jump on the tempo, voice the name.
got to rest at night to sing loudly. I feel the breath of love building for so time over crown with wrinkles around each eye, growing richer in richer divides. I want you to try finding tempo.